Frum family, Bnei Brak family, and this boy was always like a wild kid. He could never focus in school. As he grew older, he kind of like fell out of things and eventually went off the derech. But he always maintained a good relationship with his family, and it was what it was. So one day, his father said to his son, "You know, I'm going to shir now. Why don't you come along?" So he says, "Well, who's saying the shir?" So he said, "Rav Steinman." He said, "Rav Steinman? Okay, I'll come." So they go to the shir, and it's about whatever it's about. And at the end of the shir, the father goes over to Rav Steinman and tells him, "You know, my son is here, and unfortunately, he went off the derech. He's Michal Shabbos. It's really a very difficult situation for us." So Rav Steinman says, "Come, let me meet him. Bring him over." So the boy comes to Rav Steinman. Rav Steinman says, "It's true you're Michal Shabbos?" He said, yeah, it's true. So how long has this been going on? About 2 years. Rav Steinman looks at him and says, "For the last 2 years, has there ever been a time where you've had second thoughts, where you've second-guessed yourself? Maybe this is not the right way. Maybe I shouldn't be doing that." The kid's like, yeah, I have. I have second-guessed myself. So Rav Steinman, "How many times do you think you thought that maybe I shouldn't be doing this?" He said, maybe four times I can remember. He said, and how long each time did you spend thinking about it? Maybe yeah, maybe no. So he said, "Maybe 10 minutes each time." So Rav Steinman said to him, "You're a Baal Tshuva for 40 minutes. Halavai, if only I could be like you, a real Baal Tshuva for 40 minutes." So the kid heard that. Like, Steinman, the Gadol Hador, is telling me he wants to be like me. Happily ever after. He becomes a Baal Tshuva. Eventually, he finds his way back. So after he found his way back, his father once said to him, "You know, I was wondering, like, what was it that day that made you decide to come with me? You know, like, you weren't firm at all, and I was really just like, you know, it was a shot in the dark for me when I invited you. Like, what was it about that you decided to come?" So the kid said, "You know, I'll tell you a story about what happened to me when I was in second grade." So I was in second grade, my whole class in the cheder, we went to go visit Rav Steinman, and he gave us a faher, he gave us a bechina. Each kid was tested on what we were learning in school. And every time the kid answered the question correctly, so Rav Steinman gave him a candy. He said, "Me, you remember me, I was wild, I couldn't pay attention, I know what was going on." It came my turn, and Rav Steinman asked me a question. I didn't know the answer. So I was just uncomfortable and embarrassed, fidgeting. So Rav Steinman understood that I didn't understand the answer, and he said, "You know, what I really meant to ask you, I probably wasn't clear in the question," and he watered down the question, he asked him an even easier question. And the kid still didn't know the answer. So again, the same thing, hemming and hawing and uncomfortable and ashamed. And Rav Steinman said a third time, "You know what, I wasn't clear. Let me just explain to you what I was trying to ask." And he asks him a third question that's really even beneath the level of a second grader. And the kid had no idea what the answer was. And it came to a point where it was like, he can't ask him, like, what's the next letter after Aleph, you know? Like, there was nothing else to ask. So Rav Steinman let it be. And all the other kids went. Each one got their turn. Each one got a candy. And then it's time to leave. So everybody's leaving. And as they're leaving, Rav Steinman calls this boy back. And he says, "Come here for a second. I want to tell you something." He comes back. He's feeling terrible about himself. He's so embarrassed. Rav Steinman says to him, "I want to explain something to you. In Judaism, it doesn't work by results. What we care about most is effort. And all the other kids in the class, they only have to struggle, they only have to put in effort to answer one question. But you have to put in the effort to answer three questions. So here, you get three candies." He sent him on his way. And he said, from that moment, I saw this man, you know, it made such an impact on me, he says to his father, "When I was in second grade, that you told me your assignment was doing this year, I decided to come along." And I think the message, the lesson of the story is that, especially as a Rebbe, you know, we have a very heavy responsibility on our shoulders to have Talmidim. You never know. And I told some of my guys over the last week, you know, some of my own stories about, you know, what's going to happen years later, when you're going to get that call from somebody and something that you said so long ago, something you did so long ago, you know, had some kind of impact. So it's a schus to be here at the goodbye, which is not really a goodbye, hopefully, to say a few words. The pasuk says by Avram Avinu that Hashem told him, "Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha miladcha beis avicha el ha'aretz asher eka." So this pasuk, I think, is strikingly significant to the situation that we find ourselves in now. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, "Lech lecha me'artzecha, go forth from your land, from your eretz," and now, unfortunately, we're working in the opposite direction, but this is also Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. This is your place. The Eretz Yisrael is the place of the Jewish people, and we're at a junction now, we're at a point of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, where it's time to go. Mimoladitcha, from the place where you were born. So Gemara says in Ksubis, Gemara Darshan's Apostolic, L'tzion Yamar Ish V'ish Yuladba V'hu Yichoninei Elyon. Says the Gemara, Amar of Maisha B'reid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Echad ha-nolad ba, ve-echad ha-mitzapeh lir-osa. When it comes to Yerushalayim, so the nature of Yerushalayim is that you're called a Ben Yerushalayim, whether you're born here, or whether you await the ultimate rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. The Marsha says that just like a person identifies himself, you know, this guy, Ifra from Philadelphia, and that guy, Ben Shushan from L.A., and this guy from here, and that guy from there, So you're a Ben Yerushalayim. If you're mitzapeh lir-osa, so you're a Ben Yerushalayim. Now it's a lech lecha me'artzecha mimoladetcha. You're leaving your molad. You're leaving the place where you are. You're a Ben Yerushalayim. Umibeis avicha. Chazal tell us. Kol ha-melamed ben chaveru Torah. Ma'ale alav ha-kasuf kilu yilado. That a person who teaches his friend's son Torah, so it's like you gave birth to them. It's your children. That you're leaving, in a sense, a beis avicha. That's a hard thing. We don't know where you're going. Right? Hashem didn't tell Avram Avinu where he was going. And now we don't know where we're going. What's going to be? Guys were asking me today in Shir, can we make 5-year predictions? I mean, yes, I did. Everybody be 24 to 5 years, approximately. That was the prediction. El Aretz Asher Eka, who knows where we're going to be in the future? We don't know where we're going. That's what it's like to leave. You're leaving a lot behind. Leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're leaving Yerushalayim, you're leaving the yeshiva. But when you leave, so you're also leaving us behind. You're leaving the Rebbeim behind. And there's a, I want to share with you a little bit what it's like to be left behind. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Gemara says, Matzdike harabim, kolchavim lo'olam va'ed. That there are people who are called the matzdike harabim, people who are mezakeh the rabbim, and they're like stars that last forever. Who is that, says the Gemara? Ilu milam de tinokos. These are the people who teach children. That's us. Kigon man, like who? So Omer Rav, kigon Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. The Rav Ashkechei Rav Shmuel bar Shilas davakai b'ginasa. Rav found Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. He was standing in his garden. He was watering the plants. Omer le, shavakte le nuseich. So Rav says to Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, what, have you abandoned your job? You're milam de tinokos. You're a Rebbe. Why aren't you with the Talmidim? What are you doing over here? Amar Lei, so Rav Shmuel bar Shilas said back to Rav, Hatzleis Rashan in the Lochazili. It's been 13 years since I've seen some of my Talmidim. Vahashta Nami Da'atal Yilavayhu. And even now I'm still thinking about them. I've had Talmidim, it's interesting, I've been here 13 years, from my 3 years in the Kollel and 10 years in the Yeshiva. It's been 13 years since I've seen some of these guys. And even now, Da'atal Yilavayhu. I'm even thinking about them. And Marsha explains, why is it that the Melamdei Tinokos are called Kikochavim La'olam Vad when compared to the stars? The Marsha says that just like the stars are always there, but you can only see them in certain times, so also a Rebbe is always there. A Rebbe is always thinking about Tamidin. You just only see them at certain times. Here we are, you see us, this whole year you see us, and you're just in the future you're going to see us. We're not going to be always there all the time like we are now, but you should know that even though you're not always thinking about us, even now, Da'atal Yilavayhu, even now I'm still thinking about them. There's a medrash, which I'll finish with. The medrash says, Amra Knesset Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nei Yisrael says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, LaKohanim Ata Omer Levarcheinu. Hashem, you tell the Kohanim that they should give us a bracha. So no offense to the Kohanim, but Einanu Tzrichim Elo LeBirchascha. Hashem, we don't want their Kohanim's bracha. We want your bracha. Hashkifa Mima'an Kotshecha Min HaShamayim. We want you to look out, look down on us from Shemayim. We want you to give us the bracha. So Amar LeMekadosh Baruch Hu. Even though I told the Kohanim they should give you a bracha, I stand with them as they give you a bracha. That's why the Kohanim, they put out their hands. They're saying that Hashem is behind us. And the Pasuk says, behold, he's standing behind the wall. Hashem is looking out at us through the windows, peeking out at us through the cracks. Mashgiach min achalonus b'bein etzba'os shel kohanim. Hashem is looking at us through the fingers of the kohanim. Metzitz bin acharakim b'shash sheposhtin eskapeyem. Hashem is looking out at us when they put out their hands. So Mirtz Hashem, the bracha is that just like your Rebbeim, we're not kohanim, but we're all here all the time, always looking out after you. So Hashem should also be there at all times, looking out after you and looking out after all of us. And we should have, Mirtz Hashem, a lot of siyata d'shmaya and a lot of occasions for simchas together in the future. Wow.
Yeah, but he said,
who cares about the Kohanim?